From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Kyler Altenhoff, and this week, we're going to be hearing music from Classical Music Indie. Classical Music Indie is the nonprofit producer and syndicator of classical music radio programs, the originator of numerous community engagement and education programs, and an advocate for classical music and classical music makers. Their mission is to inspire people in our community with the power of classical music. Their vision is to be the most accessible provider of high-quality classical music opportunities for audiences and artists in central Indiana. In this performance, there's a variety of both Spanish classical guitar and flamenco music performed by Corey Denham on percussion and John Alvarado on guitar. We recorded this show at the Theater at the Fort in Indianapolis. Here's the first song from this performance.
Thank you.
You're listening to Corey Denham and John Alvarado perform at Classical Music Indy. Here's the next song.
So the next two pieces we're going to do, we're going to scoot back to some flamenco for a little bit. We're going to do two pieces, and Eric had mentioned that he said he thinks flamenco makes you feel like you want to dance, and there's a good reason for that, because most flamenco music is intended to be danced to, and these two pieces are no exception to that. The first one, again, is another very old one, the Sigarias. Nobody's really even certain where this one really originated from, but it does tend to be a little bit more of a, it's a more of a serious one. It's what we call the cante hondo, the deep song. A lot of flamenco music, while it may even be upbeat and energetic, it oftentimes is really expressing sounds of sorrow. Very similar to blues music, the gypsies who kind of cultivated the sound were an oppressed population, and when the sound was being created, their lifestyle was outlawed. Oftentimes they were imprisoned just for practicing their traditions. So very much like the blues, the music originated as a way of kind of expressing those feelings and letting them off and releasing them. So sometimes that would come off in a sorrowful way, as the Sigarias, this kind of very intense piece, but other times it would come off as expressions of joy, as in the second piece that we're going to play here called the Alegrias. Alegrias simply means joyful or cheerful, and it would often be played at parties or get-togethers, kind of just throwing their cares aside and just having a fun time. So this kind of juxtaposition between expressions of sorrow and happiness kind of in the midst of all is really part of the flamenco tradition. So two flamenco pieces here for you, the very traditional pieces, the Sigarias and the Alegrias. Thank you.
This is The Scene. You're listening to the classical music indie performance at the theater at the Fort. Here's the next song.
Thank you.
does.
Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene. You're listening to Corey Denham and John Alvarado perform for Classical Music Indie at the Theater at the Fort. What's up next, John?
We're going to play another flamenco form for you. This one's called a Bulerias. It's a more contemporary one. It's more of a recent development in the world of flamenco. The Bulerias is it can be serious, it can be joking, it can be lighthearted, it can be sad, it can be really anything. It's often done really as a, one of the really things that really features is this kind of repeating drive of this 12-beat rhythmic cycle that kind of pushes throughout the whole thing. The bulería, sorry.
Thank you.
Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Chris Golab, Paul Butler, Jacob Holtzman, and I are the show's producers and engineers. Gabe Waugh is our booking and communications coordinator. Special thanks to the venue who let us record this week's artists, Theater at the Fort. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. And find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @TheSceneIPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts. Just give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. This episode was produced by yours truly, Kyler Altenhoff. Thanks for being with us, and join us again next time to hear what's happening in The Scene, here on The Scene.